Feinbaum on Wednesday, August 16th. Members of the board are present. Media has been notified. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need a motion to approve the agenda? Motion made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Public comment on the, oh, excuse me, moment of silence. I missed it. Take a moment of silence for community members that we have lost since our last meeting. One is Bernie Sun Sr., the other Leroy White. All right, item number 7, public comment on agenda items. Seeing none. Item number 8, approval of vouchers in the general fund of 3305 to 3334 and the ACH of 1505 to 1508. Fire house construction of 1001 to 1003 and the ambulance fund of 19563 to 19568.
And I had an opportunity to review those vouchers. I would move for their approval.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the regular town board meeting of 8/2/23.
I've reviewed those minutes and I believe them to be accurate. Subject to any corrections or comments that Gloria may have, I would move for your approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the August 2nd minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of discussion of budget workshop minutes from 8/9/23.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the discussion of budget workshop minutes from 8/9/23. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the special town board meeting of 8/9/23.
And again, I've reviewed those minutes. Accurate. And I would move for their approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes for the special town boarding of 8/9/23. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
There's been minimal activity. But we have $210,307.78 in the general fund, $556,497.98 in the ambulance fund, and in the reserve fund we have $241,534.17.
Is there a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item 13, discussion, monthly firehouse building update with Mr. Morrison. Plenty.
Pictures?
You can stay up there, Glenn. You're right by the microphone then.
Pardon me?
You can talk from up here, because then you're by the microphone.
Pass that around.
By the microphone.
There you go.
Okay.
Now Mr. Gerfex can hear you.
Well, looking at the photographs. the photographs marked 8-7 were the, showing the PET piping, tubing, the heat of the apparatus.
Len, speak up a little louder this way, everybody can, nobody can hear you back here.
Well, I thought it was by a mic, but didn't.
Not by this mic.
Sorry.
Okay, I'll start over.
Wrong mic.
The photographs are coming around.
Must be my mic here.
The 8-7 photographs are showing the PET tubing in the apparatus room, the north floor, the north side. The reason I take so many pictures of the PET tubing is if somebody wants to chop a hole in that floor someday, it's a good idea to know where the PET tubing is. So that'll be part of the archives. Second page, you can see concrete being poured on the north side. That, I'd never seen a conveyor belt pouring concrete. It's the first time I've seen it. Country Materials has it to rent, and boy, it really speeds things up. The north side slab will be completely poured, hopefully by tomorrow night, and they'll be putting in the PET on the south side, and they're gonna start pouring next week on the south side. And I'm hoping that, or at least the plan is, to have all the slabs poured by the end of next week. And now you'll see the masonry is starting to occur, which is finally being done. The walls on the outside of the training area are going up now, and they're gonna start laying out the concrete block work for the area under the mezzanine. And hopefully they'll have the mezzanine slab work precast when they get these walls up. So they have to get one wall up to 8 feet 8 inches, the bearing wall for the slab. Plus, we have to get some steel standing, so pretty soon you're gonna see some steel standing. The structural steel is on the site, and the trusses and joists for the roof will be here before the end of the month. So we're rushing to get this thing closed in before bad weather. So we're finally getting something you can see as you drive by, so.
How does it look for getting closed in before weather starts to turn?
That's what they're planning on. Get it closed in, get the roof on it. We won't have the skin, the outside skin on, but they'll work on that with tents and so on. It's getting there.
Good. You guys have any questions? Thank you, Glenn. Item number 14, discussion appointment of new deputy clerk, Susan.
I wanted to update the board. I conducted interviews on August 3rd and 4th. I offered the position to Colette Welch, and she accepted. So this is her second week, and she has been a great help in getting projects started, and she is taking responsibilities for some daily tasks. So I know Mike and I just appreciate having somebody here. So it's going good.
Good. Item number 15, discussion possible action, Permar security upgrade. Permar was here. Susan, you met with him.
So when they came to do their biannual review, they couldn't get the system to call out. And they say that their customers are losing the connection because you need this radio installed. Partly because if you're transmitting alarm signals over your phone, it's not as reliable, or if you're using, like ours are, voice over internet, sometimes there's a communication failure. And they tried a couple things, because the only other thing on that phone line is the fax. But she just said, you know, that's the way it works, and there's this AES communicator that other people in this area work and don't seem to have an issue with it. I wanted to bring it to you guys because it's, you know, $450 to install an extra $10 a month. And that would be for here and at the transfer station. And I forgot to ask Pete when he came yesterday, like what his thoughts were on that, because if it's just the button on his door that locks, he never leaves money there. I think he has the burglar alarm is what I'm saying, not the panic buttons like we have here. And I totally forgot to ask him, but.
You think people probably won't steal the garbage?
They'll just leave garbage, but, I mean, this is, I talked to the local lady a couple times now, because it's just, it's so expensive. You know, we have a quarterly monitoring fee, we have an annual monitoring fee, and then they do two inspections a year. But you know, as Mike will say, if you need it,
well,
you know,
that's
kind of spread out here sometimes, and the door situation, and or a lot of times just one person is here.
Is it a fire alarm as well?
No.
No.
Just the panic button.
It would sound like the place is under nuclear attack.
Oh, when that goes off, it is loud.
So anyway, I guess I feel like we probably have to do this one here if we're gonna keep those buttons active.
If you hit the panic button, it goes to Permar and then they call the police.
Yes.
Yeah, Jim?
I'm not sure. On a private dwelling, I know that if there's some type of alarm, it goes to the homeowner first. On a commercial building, I don't know, does it do the same thing? Does it go to an individual?
It goes right
to Permar.
And what about the firehouse? Have we got security? Permar going to be there?
Glenn, was there security on that fire station?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
But that's something that we can look into.
Yeah.
I would think so. $5 million.
I would suggest that we approve the upgrade for the town hall and then ask Pete what he thinks for the transfer station, so that we're not throwing good money after bad if he thinks we don't need it.
Because you're right, that's like, he doesn't keep money out there.
Yeah.
And you know, if somebody wants to break into there, there's nothing for him.
Because it's just on the door,
yeah.
I believe, to his shack, you know? It's not...
It's not the whole building, you know, so they could bust out a window and you wouldn't know it.
Right. So, not to leave him out there unprotected, but it's just the burglar part, so.
So, what you have here is just the panic buttons?
Yep.
Yeah, there's no...
We have a security system, but we have a free security camera system, so it's like separate.
Yeah.
Because I have a security system in the department, the panic buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And when, say, like even a panic button or the system goes down, I get a text from Permar stating that the system's offline, or then I can call it in and they can, oh, your panic button batteries are what it's showing, or they'll tell me. Fortunately, we've never had to use it as a panic button, but I know, I mean, so when their system errors, when it goes down, I get a text. I haven't had any issues with what you just described with, no.
Well, we haven't used them, so we didn't think so either, and then when they came to do their their inspection and testing the early part of August. She said all the we could hear them, all the buttons worked fine, but she couldn't get the system to call out.
So I don't
and that's when they said you need a dedicated phone line. And I'm like, the only thing on that is the fax. It's pretty dedicated. And then, because see, this whole sales pitch has been going on since about December, where they're trying to get people on these radio upgrades because they say that phone lines are becoming a thing of the past. And I'm like, well, we're always going to have a phone line. Well, you know, phone lines are going away. And then also, if you have voiceover, like all of our phones are internet phone-based phones. How unreliable that is without a radio transmitter.
So I don't know what difference your system is than with what's in my department. So I don't get an inspection, and maybe it's because it's a town government. They never come to inspect. All I pay my yearly maintenance fee, they're done.
Yeah, no. This agreement was signed long before.
They've been here
1998. Well, I mean, it's, after a while, it's only good to see, and then after that, it's just annual, and I mean, it's just basic. But
yeah.
I would probably look into this as far as, because if we're not having any problems, I don't see why you would. I mean, you're just on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I do know there was another security system that was being looked at. I just emailed to see if I could get that, because I wanted to switch over with the department. Because I don't think I pay $450 for my maintenance agreement.
Yeah, so like the transfer station's annual was $729, and then here, our annual, print this one off. So we pay it quarterly, so it's like $130 quarterly. That's what I said to her. It's just getting really expensive.
Well, it occurs to me that Frontier has been less than reliable at times. We've had phone outages that lasted for quite some time. Would this go around that?
Yes, because it would have this AES communicator, this transformer, which does not run on the phone lines. It must be somewhere else. I don't know where it is.
So maybe that's what you guys actually have, because I know child support had one in there too. And because this one's so old here, you know, so if they upgrade it to that, it might be like what you have now, is what I'm thinking. I don't know for sure.
How many panic buttons do you have?
One, two, three, four, five.
There's in each of the offices.
And one up there?
Five.
One up here. I also have to be very careful I don't hit them.
I have like nine. It's not like this.
You got the ones that you can wear, right?
That and I have, yeah, the ones that we can wear, the little fobs. And then at our front desk, I have what's probably here. No, nearly what you're paying. So I would recommend that this be tabled. I'd like to take a look at this more and find out, kind of compare what we have as why it's not working. And also to possibly look at, I think there was another security system in town. So I don't understand why it's not working when we're working. And it very well could be.
Yeah, Dave?
Any thought of looking into this Simply Safe program that's out there? You build it for what you need.
Yeah, and actually that's kind of like the way our current cameras are. You get a notice on that when there's somebody near it, don't you?
The only thing that I mean, we don't pay for it,
yeah.
So that's the benefit. The only thing I don't like about the one we that we are using is that there's no app for the computer. You have to have, someone has to have it on their phone. So.
And we've got a bird that at 4 o'clock every morning likes to attack the camera outside. So. Well, we could do that.
I'd like to just table this and look at this a little bit
sure.
more in depth and kind of, because I get what I have and I'm just not grasping what you have.
Well, what
I'll make just to table this for
till our next meeting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Second.
Motion been made and seconded to table the Permar security upgrade until the next meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Discussion update from the fire and ambulance departments. And this is from Mike and Chris. We've recently been put in charge of our respective departments and would like to update you on happenings of the last month. The grant-funded UTV was shipped and is being equipped with other grant-funded equipment at Lakeland Power Sports. This was presented at the 4th of July parade. We are seeing an uptick in training as previously certified volunteers are returning to both departments. They had a presence at the Central Maine and Lac-de-Flambeau 4th of July parades. They did a welcome home to the Indigenous Games participants at the school. LifeQuest training has been working, on it with Susan and Mike Zimmerman. Fire truck has been equipped with new tires and is currently in use. Boat trailer has been rewired and is in good operational condition. We have replaced the water heater at station one and have investigated issues with the new generator at station one, which was affecting the charging of the ambulances. There was a wiring problem there, wasn't it, Mike?
Yeah.
In the building.
I'm not sure exactly what happened when they put the new generator in, what all happened with that. And then I'm still waiting on some parts for the ambulance as well. It runs right now, but I have to keep it charging, so.
Yeah, you gotta have it plugged in all the time, right?
Yeah. So I'm waiting on Palmasol for a part that needs to come in. Other than that, we're doing pretty well. As of right now, I have 6 new people that want to go to EMT class, which is starting next month. And so I'm starting to get my numbers back up in that so I can make sure I got crews filled to answer the calls 24/7. So we're looking good.
Perfect. Yes, Jim, you got a question?
Yeah, which vehicle got the new tires?
The old four-wheel drive.
What year is that?
72.
Which year? It's the brush truck that we use for
the old brush truck.
Oh, it's a brush truck.
Yeah. Four-wheel drive brush truck. Yeah.
And the other thing, what is your current head count for fire and ammo, not including the trainees?
Uh, 25 to 30.
On which?
Both. All together. Off the top of my head, we had 16 at the meeting, I think.
AMBO meeting?
Something like that.
At the AMBO meeting?
At the fire meeting.
Oh, fire meeting.
Wasn't that many?
How many at the meeting?
10. Yeah.
He said 10.
10? 10 at the fire meeting? So, and I got 5 others that I know that weren't there. Ambulance.
You're gonna hear that.
We got about 9 EMT right now.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, Norm.
Yeah, Matt. Of the 10, there were a couple from other departments that were visiting for training purposes, and a few of us have been attending the monthly meetings, and they've been very informative. They really have, so good job on their part.
Actually, those guys that were there work in the town, so they'll be available to run with us during the daytime if we needed them.
Oh,
yeah, okay. One's on Hazelhurst.
Yeah.
Well, and like, what's his name is on both here in Winchester, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, Johnny.
And we got one on St. Germain in here.
No.
He also does many waters, and he bounces around. But that's, you know, that's what we need around. It's very hard to find volunteers, and if you got somebody that's got time and that's able to bounce around and be able to help, that's a wonderful thing.
Take them and use them. Very good. With that, I'd be looking for a motion to adjourn at 5:55.
It's not on the agenda.
Motion been made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.